بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. After praising Allah, the mighty and exalted, and asking him to send the salat and salam by asking him to raise the rank of our Prophet and to grant him peace, we will begin our third sitting studying the tafsir of Surah Al-Dhariyat from the tafsir of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. By Allah's permission and His grace, we have completed our study of the first 19 verses of the surah in our previous lessons here on Mirath. And now we will study, insha'Allah ta'ala, verses 20 to 23 in this sitting. Before beginning, it's important to note that we have a classroom open for this broadcast. So if you're listening live now and you would like to attend in a classroom environment, where you can possibly ask a follow-up question or get clarification on something related to our class, and you will see the verses that we are explaining on the whiteboard or on the board in the room or on the screen, then you can go to the class on Wiz IQ. And I believe if you go to our page that is specific to this class, you will find instructions on how to reach that page. And I am not able at this time to furnish you with any further information other than it's under the name of Mirath Publications on Wiz IQ. Having said that, we'll look at verses number 20, 21, 22, and 23 this evening, asking Allah Ta'ala for fiqh in His religion. Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. And on earth there are signs for people of conviction. Our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen says, لَمْ يُبَيِّنِ اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ بَلْ جَاءَتْ مُنْكَرًا. Allah Ta'ala did not specify which verses, which ayat, signs, that he's referring to, rather he has left it unspecified. لِيَشْمَلَ كُلَّ آيَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, so that it would include every single sign, ayah, on earth. سَوَاءً كَانَتَ الْآيَاتُ فِيمَا يَحْدُثُ فِيهَا مِنَ الْحَوَادِثِ, whether those signs, those ayat, are related to the occurrences and happenings on earth. أَوْ كَانَتْ فِي نَفْسِ طَبِيعَةِ الْأَرْضِ وتركيب الأرض, or whether those signs are connected to the very structure and makeup of the earth itself. فَإِنَّ فِيهَا آيَاتٍ عَظِيمَةً مِنْ حَيْثُ التَّرْكِيبِ, as the earth, in the very structure and makeup of the earth, there are amazing or a great kinds of signs. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, as Allah the Mighty and Majestic has said, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ قِطَعٌ مُتَجَاوِرَاتٌ, and on earth there are tracts, there are pathways, there are plots of earth that are neighboring each other. فَتَجِدُ الْحَجَرَ الْوَاحِدَ يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَى عِدَّةِ مَآدٍ وَهُوَ حَجِرٌ وَاحِدٌ. You find on earth a rock, one single rock contains numerous different minerals, while it is just one rock. وَتَرَى أَحْيَانًا فِي الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ. Allah Ta'ala refers to other signs on earth in Surah Fatir. Mountains. Mountains that have streaks of red and black, or red and white, sorry. Different colors, and even others that are very dark black. وَتَجِدُ فِيهَا الْأَرْضَ أَلَيِّنَ الرِّخْوَ. You find some lands, some ground, in that land that is soft and very easy. وَالْأَرْضَ صَلْبَ. And you find other lands that have very hard and dry grounds. إلى غير ذلك مما يعرفه علماء الجيولوجية, and other things that are known to the scientists, the geological scientists, من الآيات العظيمة, from the great signs. وفيها آيات من جهة الحوادث, and there are other signs on earth that are represented by the occurrences that happen. التي تحدث فيها من الزلازل والبراكين وغيرها, things that occur on earth, like earthquakes, like volcanoes, and other things. وفيها آيات أيضا من جهة طبيعة الجو من حر وبرد. There are other signs as well on earth, from the nature of the winds, the atmosphere. Some winds are hot, some are cold. وَرِيَاحٍ عَاصِفَةٍ, and storm winds. وَرِيَاحٍ بَارِدَةٍ, and cold winds. وَرِيَاحٍ دَافِئَةٍ, and warm winds. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا إِذَا تَأَمَّلَهُ الْإِنسَانِ عَرَفَ بِهِ قُدْرَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مِنْ جِهَةٍ, وَعَرَفَ حِكْمَتَهُ وَرَحْمَتَهُ أَيْضًا مِنْ جِهَةٍ أُخْرَى. There's so many signs that if a person were to reflect about them, he would surely come to know about Allah Ta'ala's all capable powers, the mighty and majestic, from one angle. And he would come to know about the wisdom of Allah and the mercy of Allah from another angle. لِأَنَّ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَتَبَصَّرُ بِهَا الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ حَيْثُ الْقُدْرَةِ وَالْعَظَمَةِ, and the signs of Allah, the glorified and most high, give a person insight into the capability and the greatness of Allah. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ الْحِكْمَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ, and as it relates to wisdom and mercy. لِأَنَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ تَجِدُهُ مُنَاسِبًا لِمَكَانِهِ وَزَمَانِهِ, because you find every single thing is perfectly in its place as it regards to the physical location and the time. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ تَجِدُهُ مِنْ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكْ وَتَعَالَى, and you find every single thing is a reflection or a sign of the mercy of Allah, the Blessed and Most High. فَكَرِمَةُ آيَات, so the word آيَات, signs, نَكِرَ عَامَّة, it is general and unrestricted. لِكُلِّ مَا يَحْدُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ آيَاتٍ, regarding every single occurrence that happens on earth. مِنْ آيَاتٍ, all signs that happen on earth. وَلِكُلِّ مَا فِيهَا مِنْ طَبِيعَتِهَا وَتَرْكِيبِهَا وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ, and every single thing that is there, from the very structural makeup of the earth, and everything else. آيَاتٌ للموقنين, verses or signs for people of conviction. أي لمن أيقن بوجود الله عز وجل وعظمته وجلاله, meaning for those who have conviction and they are convinced absolutely in the presence of Allah, the mighty and majestic, and his greatness and his glory. أما من شك وليعذ بالله, as for the person who doubts any of that and refuge is sought with Allah, فَإِنَّهُ لَنْ يَنْتَفِعَ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ, then such a person would not benefit from these signs. بَلْ قَدْ تَكُونُ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتُ ضَرَرًا عَلَيْهِ, rather these signs could be a harm to him. They could be harmful to him. فَإِنَّ الْآيَاتِ الْكَوْنِيَّةَ أَوَ الشَّرْعِيَّةَ قَدْ تَكُونُ خَيْرًا لِلْإِنسَانِ وَقَدْ تَكُونُ شَرًّا, because these signs, these ayat, the signs in the creation, or the verses, the ayat of the Qur'an, and the legislative signs, the ayat, they could be something that is good as it relates to a person, or they could be something that are bad as it relates to a person. قال الله تبارك وتعالى, and Allah, the Blessed and Most High, has said, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ, يعني من القرآن, Allah says, and when you find a surah being revealed, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا, you find that there are some of them, they say, which of you has been increased in his iman by way of this? فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, Wahum yastabishirun. As for the people who have believed, then their iman has increased, and they are rejoicing in glad tidings. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجِسًا إِلَى رِجِسِهِمْ. As for the people who have a sickness in their hearts, then they are only increased in filth, on top of the previously existing filth that they have. وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And they die as disbelievers. These are the 124th and 125th verses of At-Tawbah, Surah At-Tawbah. كَذَلِكَ الْآيَاتُ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ. Such is the case of the verses or the signs that exist in the creation. مِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْتَفِعُ بِهَا وَيَسْتَدِلُّ بِهَا عَلَى مَا فِيهَا مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلُّ. There are some people that benefit from them, and they use them as proofs to show things that relate to the signs of Allah, the mighty and majestic. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَكُونُ بِالْعَكْسِ يُؤَدِّي مَا يَجِدُهُ فِي الْآيَاتِ إِلَى الْإِلْحَادِ وَالْعَذُ بِاللَّهِ. You find some people as well, some of the people, they are on the opposite spectrum. The only thing that happens with them looking at these signs is that it leads them to into atheism and rejection. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ. And thus Allah has said, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. And on earth there are signs for people of conviction. يَعْنِي لَا لِكُلِّ إِنسَانٍ بَلْ لِلْمُوَفَّقِ or لِلْمُوقِنِ. Not that they are for every person, they are for the muqin, the one who has yaqeen, the one who has certainty. أَمَّا الشَّاكُ وَالْمُتَرَدِّدُ وَالْكَافِرُ. As for the doubter, or the one who is confused and stumbling back and forth, or the disbeliever, فَإِنَّهُ لَنْ يَنْتَفِعَ بِهَادِهِ الْآيَاتِ. He shall not benefit from these signs. Moving to the next verse, Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Our Shaykh says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and within your own selves, أَيْضًا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ آيَاتٍ, meaning there are signs within your own selves. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you have any insight? Don't you look with insight? وَآيَاتٌ هُنَا مَحْذُوفًا. The word آيات is not found in the verse, but the meaning is, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ آيَاتٌ. There are verses, signs, that exists within your own selves. However, it's not mentioned, but it is understood. وَلِهَذَا نَقُولُ فِي الْإِعْرَابِ. The Shaykh is talking about Arabic composition here, and Arabic grammar. He says, فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, regarding within yourselves, it is a prepositional phrase. جَارٌ وَمَجْرُورٌ خَبَرٌ لِمُبْتَدَئٍ مَحْذُوفٌ وَالتَّقْدِيرُ فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ آيَاتٌ. And I'm going to just summarize that to say that it is a subject, ayat, that is taken out of the wording, but it is understood. There are signs within yourself. And that's the meaning, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ ayat. And within yourselves, meaning there are signs. وَالْحِكْمَةُ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. And the wisdom for this statement, or the reason for this statement, and Allah knows best, وَنَحْنُ فِي عِلْمٍ الْقَاصِرٍ. And this relates to our limited knowledge. نَظُنُّ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَذَفَ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ. We suspect, or we speculate, that Allah has removed the mention of the word آيات in this verse. لِأَنَّهَا أَمَسُّ بِالْإِنسَانِ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَأَدْخَلُ بِالْإِنسَانِ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. It is something that mankind knows more than the earth, and it's closer to him than the earth itself. لِأَنَّهَا هِيَ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Since it is within his own self. فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ آيَاتٌ. Within yourselves there are signs. لَيْسَ فِي تَرْكِيبِ الْجِسْمِ فَحَسَبْ. Not just in the construction of your bodies and the makeup and the forms of your bodies. وَلَيْسَ فِي مَا أَوْدَعَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِنَ الْقُوَّةِ فَحَسْبَ. Not just in the strength and the abilities that Allah has placed within your body only. بَلْ حَتَّى فِي تَقَلُّبَاتِ الْأَحْوَالِ Even these signs can be found in the changes of your situations. فَالْإِنسَانُ تَجِدُهُ يَتَقَلَّبُ مِنْ سُرُورٍ إِلَى حُزْنٍ You find a person wavering from happiness, going from being very happy to being very sad. وَمِنْ غَمٍ إِلَى فَرَحٍ And he goes from being saddened and gloomy to being very happy and rejoicing. تَقَلُّبَاتٍ عَجِيبَةً عَظِيمَةً Very clear changing of states of his personality. حَتَّى إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي لَحْظَةٍ يَجِدُ نَفْسَهُ مُتَغَيِّرًا You find that even to the point that a person in one moment, you find that his state is changing. Within one moment. وَأَحْيَانًا يَجِدُ نَفْسَهُ مُتَغَيِّرًا بِدُونِ سَبَبٍ And sometimes he finds his psychological state changing without any apparent reason. يَكُونُ مُنْشَرِحَ الصَّدْرِ وَاسِعَ الْبَالِ مَسْرُورًا At one moment he is relaxed and taking it easy and happy. وَإِذَا بِهِ يَغْتَمُّ بِدُونِ سَبَبٍ Then all of a sudden he is overcome with sadness and grief and he doesn't see any apparent reason for that. وَأَحْيَانًا بِالْعَكْسِ And sometimes the opposite situation. Going from being sad to being happy. وَأَحْيَانًا عَفْوَانْ هَذَا بِالنِّسْبَةِ لِلْأَحْوَالِ النَّفْسِيَّةِ This is what relates to psychological situations and conditions. كَذَلِكَ أَيْضًا بِالنِّسْبَةِ لِلْأَحْوَالِ الْإِيمَانِيَّةِ Similarly is the fluctuation of states of belief. Or levels of belief within a person. وَهِيَ أَعْظَمُ وَأَخْطَرُ And this is greater and of more significance and more dangerous. تَجِدُ الْإِنسَانَ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَحْيَانِ يَكُونُ عِنْدَهُ مِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا كَأَنَّهُ يُشَاهِدُ أُمُورَ الْغَيْبِ مُشَاهَدَةً حِسِّيَّةً You find that a person in some situations, there he is with certainty and conviction, as if he can see all of the affairs of the unseen, as if it's seen right there in front of him. As if they are real things right in front of him, he sees them. That's the way that you notice his conviction. كَأَنَّمَا يَرَى كُلَّ مَا أَخْبَرَ بِهِ اللَّهُ مِنْ عُلُومِ الْغَيْبِ It's as if he can see every single thing that Allah has informed us of, regarding the unseen affairs. وَفِي بَعْضِ الْأَحْيَانِ يَقِلُّ هَذَا الْيَقِينِ And in some situations, this conviction is much less. لِأَسْبَابٍ قَدْ تَكُونُ مَعْلُومَةً For reasons that sometimes they're known. وَقَدْ تَكُونُ غَيْرَ مَعْلُومَةً And they could be unknown. لَكِنْ مِنَ الْأَسْبَابِ الْمَعْلُومَةِ قِلَّةُ الطَّاعَةِ From the reasons that cause this situation from the known reasons is a weakness or a shortness or a deficiency in obedience. فَإِنَّ قِلَّةَ الطَّاعَةِ مِنْ أَسْبَابِ ضَاعَفِ الْإِيمَانِ وَضَاعَفِ الْيَقِينِ Thus, or because deficiency in obedience, shortcomings in obedience is from the reasons that lead to the weakness of a person's conviction. فَإِذَا قَلَّتْ طَاعَةُ الْإِنسَانِ ضَعُفَ يَقِينُهُ If a person's obedience decreases, then you'll find his conviction has become weak. قال الله تعالى فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُصِيبَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ Then if they turn away, then you should know that it is Allah that wants to afflict them with the result of some of their sins. وَمِنْهَا اللَّهُ And from them are اللَّهُ وَالْغَفْلَ Heedlessness and playing. False amusement. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ الصَّحَابَةُ And thus the companion, or the companions, رضي الله عنهم, may Allah be pleased with them, they said لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ They said to the Messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. إِذَا كُنَّا أو إِنَّا إِذَا كُنَّا عِنْدَكَ وَذَكَرْتَ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارِ فَكَأَنَّمَا نَرَاهُ رَأْيَ الْعَيْنِ. When we're with you, and you mention the paradise and the hellfire, it's as if we can see it with our eyes. فَإِذَا ذَهَبْنَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِنَا عَاسَفْنَا الْأَزْوَاجَ وَالْأَوْلَادَ وَالضَّيْعَاتِ نَسِينَا. And if we go off to our families, and we try to do that with our wives and our children and our occupations and the things that keep us busy, we are forgetful. وَهَاكَذَا الْإِنسَانُ كُلَّمَا لَهَا قَلَّ يَقِينُهُ وَقَلَّ إِيمَانُهُ. That's the case of a human being. Every time he plays about frivolously, then his conviction becomes less and his iman decreases. وَمِن ثَمَّ And from there, نَهَى الشَّرْعُ عَنِ اللَّعْبِ وَاللَّهْوِ الْبَاطِلِ. From this angle, the Islamic legislation forbids playing about frivolously in falsehood. الَّذِي يَزْدَادُ بِهِ الْإِنسَانُ بُعْدًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. The kind of idle play and amusement that causes a person to be further away from Allah, وَبُعْدًا عَنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, and more distant from the obedience of Allah, وَعَنَ التَّفْكِيرِ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ, and more distant from the concept of reflecting about the signs of Allah, the verses of Allah, the ayat of Allah. أيضًا فِي النَّفْسِ آيَاتٌ فِي نُفُوسِ النَّاسِ. There are also signs that are found within the people. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ, within their personalities and their psychologies. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ تَجِدُهُ هَيِّنًا لَيِّنًا طَلِيقَ الْوَجْهِ مَسْرُورًا. Some people you find them to be, as their personality is, soft and easygoing, smiling and always happy. كُلُّ مَنْ رَآهُ سَرَّ بِوَجْهِهِ. Everybody who sees this kind of person becomes happy and visibly happy on their face. وَكُلُّ مَنْ جَلَسَ إِلَيْهِ زَالَ عَنْهُ الْغَمَّ وَالْهَمْ. And people who sit with such a person, they lose their sadness and their grief. It goes away. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ هُوَ بِالْعَكْسِ قُطُوبٌ عُبُوسٌ بِمُجَرَّدِ مَا تَرَاهُ لَوْ كُنْتَ مَسْرُورًا لَأَتَاكَ الْحُزَنْ وَالسُّوءُ. Some people are the opposite. Grumpy, frowns on their face all the time by just simply seeing them. If you were happy, all of a sudden you become sad and overtaken by evil. فَهَذَا أَيْضًا مِنْ آيَاتِ النَّفْسِ وَهِيَ كَثِيرَةٌ جِدًّا. This is one of the signs that exist within the psychology and the personality of the people. And there are many, many signs. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْمَزِيدَ مِنْ هَذَا وَالِطِّلَاعَ عَلَىٰ قُدْرَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ فِيمَا فِي أَنفُسِنَا مِنَ الْآيَاتِ. So whoever wants to gain more knowledge about this topic and to learn more about the power and abilities of Allah, the Most High, as it relates to how He has made the personalities of the people and placed signs within them, فَعَلَيْهِ بِمُطَالَعَةِ كَلَامِ ابْنِ الْقَيِّمِ. Then he should review the writings of Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, في كتاب مفتاح دار السعادة, in his book called The Key to the Abode of Bliss or Happiness. يجد العجب العجاب, find the most amazing of amazing affairs mentioned there. وكذلك أيضا كتابه الصغير وهو كبير في المعنى. And he has another book as well like that, that is small, but it's very big in its in the meanings that it carries. وهو التبيان في أقسام القرآن. The book is called التبيان, a clarification regarding the أقسام of the Qur'an. ذكر من ذلك العجب العجاب. He mentioned the most amazing of affairs in that book. أفلا تبصرون. Returning back to the tafsir of this verse specifically, don't you have any insight? Don't you think with insight? الاستفهام هنا, this question that's being asked, أفلا, do you not have any insight? This question, التوبيخ والإنكار, it is to blame someone and chastise them. كأنما يقول الله عز وجل, it's as if Allah Ta'ala, Allah the Mighty and Majestic is saying, أبصروا في أنفسكم تبصروا وتأملوا وتفكروا. Look within your own selves and have insight and think and contemplate. فإذا لم تعرفوا هذه الآيات فأنتم لا تبصرون. And if you, after doing that, you don't see any of these signs, you don't recognize or acknowledge any of these signs, then you have no sight. فَيَكُونُ الْإِسْتِفْهَامُ هُنَا لِلْتَوْبِيخِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you look? Don't you have insight? Don't you think with insight? Then the question here is a question that is a rhetorical question that means that has the meaning of blame. وَالْإِنْكَارِ, and to reject something. أَلَا نَتَبَصَّرُ, should not we have insight regarding these affairs? وَهِيَ دَعْوَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ, this is an invitation from Allah عَزَّ وَجَلْ, the Mighty and Majestic, لِعِبَادِهِ, to His servants, أَنْ يَتَبَصَّرُوا فِي الْآيَاتِ, to think with insight, with reflection about the verses or the signs. فَإِذَا لَمْ تَتَبَصَّرُ فِي الْآيَاتِ فَعَلَمْ أَنَّكَ مَحْرُومٌ, if you don't have insight, think and reflect with insight about these signs, then know that you are deprived. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and the signs and the warnings shall not be of any avail to people who have no iman, to people who have no faith. إِذَنْ إِذَا لَمْ تَنْتَفِعْ بِالْآيَاتِ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ مَحْرُومٌ, thus, if you don't find any benefit in the signs, then know that you are deprived. وَأَنَّ إِيمَانَكَ نَاقِصٌ, and that your iman is deficient. وَمَا تُغْنِي الْآيَاتُ وَالنُّذُرُ عَنْ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, and you shall not, the verses or the signs and the warnings shall not be of any avail to a people who don't have any iman. فَعَلَيْكَ يا أخي أن تتفكر في آيات الله الكونية, upon you, my brother, is that you think and contemplate about the signs of Allah that exist within the creation. وما في هذا الكون العظيم, and what exists within this great creation, this great existence or this great universe, من آيات الله الدالة على عظمته وسلطانه ورحمته وحكمته, and that you think and reflect about what is in this universe. Just close the door. No, just close the door. Just close the door. فعليك يا أخي, so upon you, my brother, أن تتفكر في آيات الله الكونية, that you think and reflect about the signs of Allah that exist in the creation. وما في هذا الكون العظيم من آيات الله الدالة على عظمته وسلطانه ورحمته وحكمته, and what exists in this universe, this great universe, of Allah's signs that show His greatness, His authority and dominion, His mercy and His wisdom. وَكَذَٰلِكَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ, and think about the signs of Allah that relate to His religion, the verses of the Qur'an. وَمَنْ فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآيَاتِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ, and whoever Allah Ta'ala gives understanding about, or understanding of the verses, the ayat, the signs, the shar'i signs, which are the verses of the Qur'an, the proofs and evidences in the legislation, ينتفع بها أكثر من ما ينتفع بالآيات الكونية. He'll find more benefit in them than he finds in his reflection and understanding about the signs within the creation. إذا تأمل ما أخبر الله به عن نفسه من الأسماء والصفات. If he thinks and contemplates about what Allah had informed, had given information about as it relates to himself, and his names and attributes, وَالْأَفْعَالِ وَالْأَحْكَامِ, and his actions and his rulings, ازْدَادَ إِيمَانًا بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, his iman will increase in Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. وَعَرَفَ بِذَلِكَ الْحِكْمَةَ وَالرَّحْمَةَ, and he will come to know of the wisdom and the mercy. وَإِذَا تَأَمَّلَ فِي مَا أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَنِ الْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and if he contemplates and reflects about what Allah has informed us of as it relates to the last day, the day of judgment, وَمَا يَكُونُ فِيهِ مِنْ ثَوَابٍ وَعِقَابٍ, and everything that's in that day of punishment and reward, وَجَزَاءٍ وَحِسَابٍ, and accounting and accountability and recompense, ازْدَادَ إِيمَانًا بِاللَّهِ, then his belief in Allah is increased. His iman is increased. كُلَّمَا تَأَمَّلَ الْإِنسَانُ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ ازْدَادَ إِيمَانًا. Every time a person contemplates regarding the verses of Allah, the ayat of Allah, the signs of Allah that relate to his legislation, his iman increases. فَبَعْضُ النَّاسِ الْمُوَفَّقِينَ يَكُونُ ازْدِيَادُ إِيمَانِهِ بِالْآيَاتِ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ أَكْثَرُ من ازدياد إيمانه بالآيات الكونية. Some people that are granted success, they are increased in their iman more often and more significantly by the ayat, the signs and the ayat that are connected to the legislation, more so than the ayat or the signs that are found within the creation, within the universe. أَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ الَّذِي يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي هَذَا وَهَذَا فَيَا حَبَّذَا. As for a person who's been able to benefit from both, that Allah has opened up for him, that he benefits from his reflections over the verses of Allah in the Qur'an and the legislation, and the signs of Allah within his creation, then يَا حَبَّذَا, how great is that? Moving along to the 22nd verse. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ, and in the heavens is your provision. Your provisions are in the heavens and what you have been promised. ذَهَبَ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ, many of the scholars held that أَنَّ الْمُرَادَ بِالرِّزْقِ هُنَا الْمَطَرِ, the meaning of rizq here, provisions, is rainfall. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ, as Allah, the Most High, has said, هُوَ الَّذِي يُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُنَزِّلُ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا, he is the one who shows you his verses, his ayat, and he sends down for you from the sky his rizq. وَمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُنِيبُ, and only the only ones who truly reflect are those who repent. وَسُمِّيَ الْمَطَرُ رِزْقًا, and rain has been called rizq, provisions. لِأَنَّهُ سَبَبٌ لِلرِّزْقِ, because the rain is the catalyst or the cause for the provisions to come. فَإِذَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ الْمَطَرَ أَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ الْمَاءَ وَالْمَرْعَى مَتَاعًا لَنَا وَلِأَنْعَامِنَا. If Allah sends down the rain, then the earth produces its water and its vegetation as provisions for us and for our livestock. وَهَذَا رِزْقٌ, this is provision. These are provisions. كَمْ مِنْ نَاسٍ يَكُونُ رِزْقُهُمْ عَلَى مَا يُنَزِّلُ أَوْ مَا يُنَزَّلُ مِنَ الْمَطَرِ مِنَ الزُّرُوعِ وَالْحَشِيشِ وَالْمِيَاهِ وَغَيْرِهَا. Look how many people you find that their actual provisions, their actual income, is related directly to the rainfall. As they're farmers, they have crops, they have wells and other things. بَلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ, even that Allah, the Most High, has said, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ Do you not look at the water that you drink? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ Is it you that has brought down this water from the clouds? Or is it that we are the ones who send it down? هَلْ أَحَدٌ يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يُنْزِلَ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ مَاءً Is there anyone who is capable of bringing water down from a cloud? لا يمكن. It's not possible. وَهَلْ أَحَدٌ يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ فِي الْمُزْنِ مَاءً Is there anyone who is able to create water and put it in the cloud? لا يمكن. Not possible. وَإِنَّمَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ هُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَلَّى ذَلِكَ It is but Allah, the mighty and majestic, who is responsible for that. هَذَا هُوَ مَادَّةُ الرِّزْقِ This is the very essence of provisions. لَوْلَا الْمَاءُ لَهَلَكَتْ Had it not been for water, then everything would be destroyed. وَتَأَمَّلْ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى And think carefully. Think carefully about the statement of Allah the Most High. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ Is it that you have brought down this water from the clouds, or is it that we are the ones who bring it down? لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ Had we wished, we would have made it salty, not consumable. So, could you only be thankful? This is from Surah Al-Waqi'ah, by the way. لَمْ يَقُلْ لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمْ نُنَزِّلْهُ Allah didn't say, had we wished, we would have not sent it down at all. مَعَ أَنَّهُ لَوْ شَاءَ لَمْ يُنَزِّلْهُ While he is, the case is that had he not wanted to send it down at all, he would not have sent it down at all. لَكِنْ قَالْ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا Had we wished, we would have sent it down as salt water. يعني لَوْ نَشَاءُ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ لَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا مَالِحًا Meaning, had we wanted to, we could have sent it down, but we would have sent it down salty. لا يمكن أن يشرب Would not have been possible to even drink it. وحسرة الإنسان على ما بين يديه ولكن لا يستطيعه ولا يستسيغه أشد من حسرته على ماء مفقود And a person who despairs and he's frustrated over water that is in front of him, however he can't use it and he can't swallow it. That kind of frustration and grief is more severe than the frustration that comes with not having water in the first place. لِأَنَّ مَاءً مَوْجُودًا لَا تَنْتَفِعُ بِهِ وَلَا تَسْتَطِعُ شُرْبَهُ أَشَدُّ حَسْرَةٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَفْقُودٍ Since water that is present, but you're not able to drink it, you're not able to benefit from it nor drink it, that is more frustrating. And you'll be more in a state of loss than just not having water from the start. وَلِهَذَا ذَكَّرَنَا اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الْحَالِ And thus Allah reminds us of this situation. أَرَأَيْتَ الْآنْ لَوْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْمَطَرَ الْعَذْبَ الزَّلَالِ الَّذِيذ صَارَ أُجَاجًا مَارِحًا Do you not see now that the water that comes down, the rain that comes down, sweet, delicious water, had it become salty? ماذا تكون الحال? What would the situation be like? تكون صعبة جدا. تكون صعبة جدا. It would be very, very difficult to handle. ولهذا قال, and thus he says, لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلو لا تشكرون. Had we wished, we would have sent it down as salt water. Could you but contemplate? Could you but be thankful? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ Moving on to the last verse that we'll talk about today. Verse number 23. I'm sorry. We're not moving on yet. It's still the same verse. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ And in the heavens is your provisions. Again, revisiting this verse. إذن الرزق هو المطر then the rizq, the provisions that are mentioned in this verse, it is the rain. Kama fil ayat al-kareema, as is mentioned in the other noble verse, wa yunazzilu lakum min as-sama'i rizqan, and he sends down from the sky for you rizq, provisions, meaning rain. Wa yumkinu an naqula inna ar-rizqa alladhi fi as-sama'i a'ammu min dhalik, and it's possible for us to say as well regarding the meaning of the word rizq, provisions that are in the sky, in the heavens, that the meaning is broader than this, more inclusive than this. فَقَدْ يُقَالْ, it could be said, إِنَّ فِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقًا مِنَ الْمَطَرِ, that there is in the heavens provisions, which is rain. وَمَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَنَا فِي اللَّوْهِ الْمَحْفُوظِ مِنَ الْمَصَالِحِ وَالْمَنَافِعِ الْجَسَدِيَّ, and similarly as well, there are things that Allah has written for us in the lawh al-mahfuz, the preserved tablet. Benefits, things that are coming in favor of us, for our bodies, min amwalin wa banina wa ghayri dhalik, money, provisions of children, and other things. فَيَكُونُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ أَشْمَلَ وَأَعَمُ. So if we say, if we hold this position, that the provisions that are in the sky are more general, it's a more general understanding, then we include other things, and it is more inclusive as a statement and as an understanding. وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ يَنْبَغِي. Now the Shaykh goes into an important principle in tafsir, and we've mentioned this earlier as well, and it's good to revisit it. Know that it's binding or it's befitting. أَنْ يُرَاعِيَ الْمُسْتَدِلُّ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ قَاعِدَةً مُفِيدًا, that a person who uses the verses, the proofs from the Qur'an and the Sunnah, that he follows a very beneficial principle and applies it. وَهِيَ إِذَا فَسَّرْنَا النَّصَّ الْقُرْآنِيَّ أَوْ النَّبَوِيَّ بِمَعْنَى أَخَصٍّ, if we were to explain the text that is from the Qur'an or one that is from the Sunnah with a specific meaning, one that is more specific, وَفَسَّرْنَاهُ بِمَعْنَى أَعَمٍ, or we explained it with a more general meaning, فَنَأْخُذُ بِالْأَعَمْ, we should take the more expansive, more inclusive meaning. لِأَنَّ الْأَعَمَّ يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْأَخَصُ وَلَا عَكْسُ, because the more specific tafsir is part of that general tafsir, but not the other way around. Meaning, in my explanation here, if we said rizq in this ayah, it means every kind of provision that's in the sky for us, rain and everything else, then rain is one of the specific explanations of the word rizq, and it works with that explanation. However, if we said the meaning of rizq in this verse is restricted to rain only, now it rejects and excludes the other tafsirs of the scholars who have said the rizq is more general, it's what's in the lawh al-mahfuz, the provisions that are set to come from Allah's orders, and so on. Back to the words of the Shaykh. فَخُذْ بِالْأَعَمْ, عَفْوَانْ, إِلَّا إِذَا دَلَّ دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ خَاصٌ, unless there is some reason, some evidence that proves that this verse or the meaning of this verse is specific, فَهَذَا يَتْبَعُ فِيهِ الدَّلِيلِ, this is something that goes after the evidence, it follows the evidences. لَكِنْ عِنْدِنَا لا يدل الدليل, لكن عندما لا يدل الدليل فخذ بالأعم, when you have no evidence showing otherwise, then your position should be the position that is more general. لأن الأعم يدخل فيه الأخص ولا عكس, because the general explanation of the verse includes all of the specific individual explanations within it, and not the other way around. فَهُنَا إِذَا قُلْنَا الْمُرَادُ بِالرِّزْقِ, so here if we were to say the meaning of provisions, the rizq, مَا هُوَ أَعَمُّ مِنَ الْمَطَرِ, it is the more general meaning that is more expansive than just rain. فَالْجَوَابُ صَحِيحٌ, then this is a correct answer. فَيَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْمَطَرُ وَغَيْرُهُ, then rain and other things are included in that understanding. وَقَوْلُهُ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ, and what you have been promised, meaning is in the sky as well. يَعْنِي وَفِيهِ أَلَّذِي تُوْعَدُونَ, And in the sky is what you have been promised. وَالَّذِي نُوعَدُ الْجَنَّةِ. And what we have been promised is paradise. فَالْجَنَّةُ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَيْسَتْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Paradise is in the heavens and it is not here on earth. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي قِصَّةِ آدَمِ. And thus Allah the Most High has said regarding the story of Adam, قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا. We said to him, go down, be cast down from it. وَالْهُبُوطُ. For something to be, to land and be cast down from something, يَكُونُ مِنْ أَعْلَى إِلَى أَسْفَلْ. It is an action that goes from a high place to a low place. فَالْجَنَّةُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. So paradise is something high. وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ دَرَجَاتٌ. عَفْوًا أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ دَرَجَاتٌ. And the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, has informed us that paradise is, it consists of levels that go up. وَأَنَّ أَعْلَاهَا الْفِرْدَوْسِ. And that the highest level is called الْفِرْدَوْسِ. وَأَنَّهُ أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَطُهَا أَيْضًا. It is not only the highest part of paradise, but the middle part as well. وَهُوَ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ الْجَنَّاتِ مِثْلُ الْقُبَّةِ أَعْلَاهَا هُوَ وَسَطُهَا. This indicates that gardens are like a dome, that the gardens are like domes, that the highest part of it is also the middle of it, like a dome. If you can imagine a dome, the highest part of the dome is the middle. قَالَ مِنْهُ تُفَجَّرُ أَنْهَارُ الْجَنَّةِ. From it, the rivers of paradise gush forth. وَفَوْقَهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ. And above it is the throne of the Most Merciful. This is a hadith collected by Al-Bukhari. إِذَنْ هِيَ أَعْلَى شَيْءٍ. Paradise or Firdaus is the highest thing. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا من ساكنيها. We ask Allah that He makes us from its inhabitants. إنه على كل شيء قدير. He is above all things with power and ability. فالذي نوعد هو الجنة. The thing that we have been promised, as is mentioned in this verse, is paradise. فالرزق في السماء. So provisions are in the sky, in the heavens. وَالْجَنَّةُ أَلَّتِي نُوعَدُهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And the paradise that we have been promised in the hereafter is in the heavens. إِذَا نَحْنُ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ مُحْتَاجُونَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Showing that we, the people of earth, we are in need of the sky, the heavens, in this worldly life, and in the hereafter. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. In the heavens lie our provisions in this life. وَفِيهَا مَا نُوعَدُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَهُوَ الْجَنَّةِ. And in the heavens as well are the paradise, is the paradise of the hereafter. نَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ أَن يَجَعَلَنَا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. We ask Allah to make us from its people. And the last verse, a very short discussion on the last verse to finish our lesson for this evening, insha'Allah ta'ala. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ. And swearing by the Lord of the skies and the earth, or the heavens and the earth, that verily it is truth, just as you are speaking, just like the words that you are speaking. Al-fa'u atifatun. The fa connects us to the fa in the beginning of the verse. Sorry, I didn't put it on the board. I went to the previous ayah. Tayyib. Fawarabbi sama'i. The fa in fawarabbi. That fa is atifa. It connects us to the previous meaning. وَالْوَاوُ لِلْقَسَمِ. And the wow that comes after the fa is for an oath. Fa wa. Now the word is Rabbi. وَرَبُّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ هُوَ اللَّهُ. And the Lord of the heavens and the earth, He is Allah. عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Mighty and majestic. أَقْسَمَ بِنَفْسِهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. He takes an oath He swears by his own self. وَبِمُقْتَضَى رُبُوبِيَتِهِ لِلسَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ And by his sovereignty, his lordship, over the heavens and the earth. أَنَّمَا يُعَدُونَ حَقٌّ That what you have been promised, or what the people have been promised, is truth. لِأَنَّهُ قَالْ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ And in the heavens is your provision, are your provisions, and what you have been promised. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ And by the Lord of the heavens and the earth. أي ما تُعَدُونَ Regarding what you have been promised. وَيَحْتَمِلُ Meaning, إِنَّهُ Verily, it is the truth. The it here means the what you have been promised. مَا تُعَدُونَ The promise that you have been given. وَيَحْتَمِلُ And there's another possible understanding. أَنْ يَكُونَ الضَّمِيرُ عَائِدًا لِلْقُرْآنِ That the pronoun from إِنَّهُ, verily it is, that it goes and refers to the Qur'an. وَيَحْتَمِلُ أَيْضًا أَنَّهُ عَائِدٌ إِلَى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ It's also possible that it, which is the truth, would be he, because it could be understood as the masculine ضمير, or, what do you call those things? Pronouns. And that could refer to a male person, and that is the messenger or the prophet. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. والمعاني الثلاثة كلها متلازمة. And in actuality, all three of these meanings are connected anyway. وقوله إنه لحق. As for his statement, إنه لحق, then verily it is truth. أي ثابت. Real. Something that is absolute. لأن الحق والباطل متقابلان. That's because الحق, the truth, and الباطل, falsehood, they are opposites. فالباطل هو الزائل الضائع سدا. So falsehood is that which is going away, that which you're losing, that which is cut off. والحق هو الثابت الذي فيه الفوائد الفائدة الذي فيه الفائدة وفيه الخير والصلاح. The truth is something that is fixed and firm and established, that there's benefit in it and there's goodness and righteousness in it. وَقَوْلُهُ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ Just as you are actually speaking, just with the, like the words that you are speaking, يعني the meaning is, كَمَا أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ يَتَيَقَّنُ نُطْقَهُ Just like a person is convinced clearly in the speech that he has just produced, فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ حَقٌّ Then this Qur'an is the haqq. وَمَعْلُومٌ And what is known, أَنَّ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِنَّا لَا يُنْكِرُ نُطْقَهُ Every one of us, we could not deny the reality of our own speech. وَإِذَا نَطَقَ تَيَقَّنَ أَنَّهُ نُطْقٌ When a person speaks, he is certain and clear that that was speech. إِذَن هَذَا كَلَامُ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ And this is the Qur'an, the speech of Allah, the mighty and majestic, حَقٌّ It is the reality, it is real, it is the truth. مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّ نُطْقَنَا حَقٌّ Just like the reality of our speech is real. To bring that home to an understanding that we can have. طيب. And thus ends our reading of the explanation of our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala, from his tafsir al-Qur'an al-Kareem. And our next meeting, insha'allahu ta'ala, will be next week at this time, 11 o'clock p.m. Mecca time, on Monday nights, insha'allahu ta'ala, هذا والله أعلم وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين Until next time, I bid you farewell. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.